You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current. The Girls Got Rhythm Fest kicks off tonight at the Amsterdam here in St. Paul. It's a celebration of women in music, and headlining tomorrow night is Cherie Currie, who made her name as a teenage rock star in the 70s all-girl band The Runaways, known for their hit Cherry Bomb. Cherie Currie and other members of The Runaways, names you know like Joan Jett and Lita Ford, paved the way for women in punk and rock and roll. Dakota Fanning played the part of Cherie Currie in the biopic The Runaways. Cherie has told her story through her book, Neon Angel, and she's still making music and also makes her living as a chainsaw artist. And we'll talk more about that with Cherie Currie. But first of all, I'm very happy to have you on the phone, Cherie. I've been a big fan of yours for many years, so it's nice to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, Jill. Thank you so much. You made my day.
Well, how are you this morning?
Oh, doing great. Looking forward to tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast.
Now, it's so great you're headlining the Girls Got Rhythm Fest here in St. Paul. Why is an event like this significant to you?
Well, it's kind of like a dream come true, because when we were out there basically fighting for our lives as musicians in the mid-70s, this was just kind of a pipe dream for all of us. And to see this, you know, 35, 36 years later, it's very wonderful.
Let's go back in time to when you joined the Runaways. Cherie, how old were you at that time?
I was 15.
Now, how did you hear about the band forming?
Well, I was at a club called the Sugar Shack, which was an under-21 club, and there had been rumors going around about this teenage girl rock group and that Joan Jett was in it. And so there were just these rumors. We hadn't heard any music or seen anything because a band was being formed, but Joan and Kim Fowley walked in, and they just happened to walk over to me and ask if I could sing or play an instrument. And I said, well, I could sing a little bit. So I auditioned for them, I think, about a week or two later, and boom, that was it.
What was the audition like?
It was very strange, because they wanted me to learn a Susie Quattro song, and I picked Fever, which was just kind of dumb, and
sure.
the girls weren't too impressed that I would pick that tune, and so they ended up writing Cherry Bomb on the spot. Joan and Kim Fowley excused themselves for about 20 minutes and came back with Cherry Bomb, and that's what I auditioned the band with.
The idea of an all-girl band, you know, playing rock and roll music, a pretty new concept of that time. How receptive were audiences to your music?
Looked at us as a novelty at first. Of course, I mean, I would have too. It just was unheard of that teenage girls would be able to play music in any decent way. You know, this was just new waters, new territory for everybody. So they saw us as kind of a novelty until they saw us play. And then it changed a lot of people's minds.
You're listening to The Current on the phone with Cherie Currie, who's headlining the Girls Got Rhythm Fest tomorrow night at the Amsterdam here in St. Paul. Now, Cherie, you mentioned that you picked the song Fever when you auditioned for The Runaways and that they wanted you to sing a Susie Quattro song. What were your big influences at the time? Because I have to assume that, you know, a lot of girls wanting to rock were taking some lead from Susie Quattro.
Oh, yeah, I was a huge fan of Susie Quattro, but David Bowie was my idol. But Susie, still, to this day, I think, was one of the greatest female artists, and she needs a little bit more kudos, I think, because she's still rocking. She has a new album out, from what I hear, so she's a wonderful person, too.
When did you start to really form your own identity as the lead singer of The Runaways? Everything from the way you sang to even your style on stage and your costumes.
Joan was a huge Susie Quattro fan. I was a big David Bowie fan. And I think, you know, we were really scared when we first got up there. We didn't know what to expect, or we had a dream, but we didn't know how to accomplish it. So I think we both took on the personas of our idols at first, and then kind of put more and more of our energy and relaxed a little bit more with who we were. And then that's what we ended up with, finding ourselves through all of that, which is really quite a journey.
You're listening to 89.3 The Current on the phone with Cherie Currie, playing the Girls Got Rhythm Fest this weekend at the Amsterdam here in St. Paul. Cherie, what was the hardest thing about being in an all-girls band in the 70s? What was the most difficult obstacle you had?
Well, I think it was that we were on the road with no supervision whatsoever, and we were so young, you know, 16, 17. And it was homesickness, I think. And also just having a lot of people making fun of us and not believing that even people like Rush who really thought we were kind of a joke, but did change their minds after they saw us perform. So, you know, it was a battle. It was a battle from the beginning, and it was a battle till the end. And it's really wonderful to be able to see us have some kind of notoriety now, because it was a tough journey for all of us.
Cherie, when did you leave the group, The Runaways?
Well, I left after we came back from our Japan tour in 1977. There was just a lot of bad feelings amongst all of us. Jackie had left the tour in Japan, and I was tired. All of us were very tired, and we hadn't had a break. And we were immediately going back out to Europe, and I just couldn't do it anymore. Had we just taken a break, taken 4 weeks off, and then regrouped and talked all this stuff out, there was just a lot of infighting, and Kim Fowley was not helpful. He actually would pit us against each other because he thought it was rock and roll to have that angst, and it just it exploded in all of our faces.
And just ended up breaking you up.
It did. It certainly did. So if there was anything I could have changed, it would have been that we would take a break, because we never did.
Well, Cherie, let's come back up to present time. You've been working on a record that's due for release soon?
Yes, it's going to be out towards the end of the summer, and Matt Sorum produced it. He did a wonderful job, and Kenny Laguna is also involved in producing three of the tracks. And
is Kenny Laguna Joan Jett's manager and producer?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, and I'm very proud of this record. What I loved about Matt Sorum, who, of course, people know him from Guns N' Roses and The Cult, and I'd actually reached out to him to help me form a band to open for Joan in August of 2010, and we did this amazing show at the Pacific Amphitheater, and he wanted to become a part of an album. And he produced this great record with Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, wrote a duet for us to do together, as well as the Veronicas were on, and Brody Dale came on board to do Queens of Noise, actually, with me. This is what I wanted to do when I left the Runaways, was do a record that I was really proud of that reflected my musical likes.
All right, Cherie, we look forward to a new record from you. And not only have you been involved in the art of music, but the art of chainsaw art. Now, tell us about that, because this was something that I thought was just as rock and roll as fronting an all-girl band.
Yeah, it was just something I stumbled upon. I mean, I was a relief wood carver when I stumbled upon a couple of guys chainsaw carving on the side of the road 12 years ago, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. So I ended up going back to their gallery and looking at these beautiful pieces of art, these mermaids and dolphins, and just this voice in my head said, you can do this. So I started working there, and I never looked back, and I've been doing this basically as a living for the last 12 years.
We're on the phone with Cherie Curry, headlining the Girls Got Rhythm Fest. And it's tonight and tomorrow night. So Cherie will be headlining tomorrow night at the Amsterdam here in St. Paul. And Cherie Curry, who made her name as a teenage rock star in the 70s all-girl band The Runaways, known for their hit Cherry Bomb. Cherie, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Jill. I look forward to seeing you.
I look forward to seeing you. Well, let's go out here with that classic from The Runaways. You're listening to 89.3 The Current.